Hi, I'm Daniel Lenzian, host of Western New York Soundstage from Buffalo Rising and Local Matters Studios. Western New York Soundstage is a podcast that looks to explore Western New York's creative economy through a series of conversations with artists, musicians, producers, directors, and authors from Western New York and beyond. On today's episode, I speak to Preacher Lawson. Preacher Lawson is a comedian best known for his energetic delivery, physical comedy, and charismatic stage presence. He gained national recognition as a finalist on America's Got Talent in 2017 and returned for AGT The Champions in 2019. Preacher Lawson has a strong online following and shares stand-up clips, cooking videos, and vlogs on his popular YouTube channel. He will be appearing in Buffalo on October 3rd, 2025 at the Buffalo State Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available at buffalostatepac.org and in the show notes. In this interview, we talk about the importance of laughter, the surreal nature of fame, and what comedians are really paid for. I hope you enjoy my interview with Preacher Lawson. Please note, if you notice a slight change in the audio, there was a slight technical difficulty at the start, and so we switched to a phone call. Preacher Lawson, thank you so much for chatting with me today. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm doing well. I always like to start these interviews by asking, is there a story from your childhood that relates to what you do now?
That's a very good question. Wow, that's really cool. I was at recess. I was maybe 6 years old. And there's an Asian kid on the swing, and him being Asian has nothing to do with this story, but he was. So I'm just painting the picture. So he was on a swing. He swinged his feet in the air, and I went in front of him, and I just faked like he kicked me. And then he started cracking up, like he was dying. Like, you know. Uh-huh. And so I went in front of him again, and I just faked like he kicked me again, and I was just rolling around the bark desk, and it hurt. But it was so worth him laughing. And I just really remember being like, oh, I want this feeling all the time.
I love it.
Because I never had made anyone laugh that hard. I mean, I remember my mom laughing at things, but that was the first time I ever made someone like laugh. Like he was changing, turning red. He was cracking up so hard. It was funny.
There's nothing like that feeling. I have to ask you, your name is Preacher Lawson. That's an incredible name. How did you get that name? And do you feel a responsibility with the name Preacher Lawson?
No, I feel just as much responsibility as my name being Preacher as Jesus not being Jesus.
That's so fair.
You know, yeah, I don't think anyone named John is like, man, John used to be a disciple and I'm not, you know, like, you know, I think that I just, you know, your name is how you are, your identification, like how you identify. And that's how people identify me. My mom's idea. She thought I was going to be a preacher. Mm-hmm. And I got on stage with a microphone. So she was on to something. She just missed a few things, a few details.
That's fair.
But yeah.
How did you develop your sense of humor over time?
Oh, man. I just feel like it just, you know, I feel like everyone develops a sense of humor the same way. They just, you know, it's just your reaction of your surroundings. Like people laugh at things that are relatable. Right. So if they can, I mean, that's Seinfeld's whole thing. He had this joke about how construction workers in New York, you know, they'd like catcall a woman like, hey, girl, why don't you come over here? And I'll show you a good time. You know, like that was the whole thing. And he's like, when has a woman ever turned around and been like, yes, I would love to have a good, you know, like, it's just funny because it's true. It's like that doesn't like happen. You know, I mean, you know, listen, you shoot your shot 100 times, you know, you're not going to miss them all. But like, it's just very funny. And like, I feel like I thought things around me were funny. I found humor around everything.
What's something that's made you laugh recently? And that's not to put you on the spot. That's just to be like, was there something funny or something that you saw in the last day or two that just said, hey, that's hilarious?
Oh, man, so many things made me laugh that I can't bring up, but
you know, like, that's fair.
I'll tell you this. I feel like anytime something in the news happens, whether it's usually tragic, it's not positive things that come from the news. It's always something bad that happened.
Yep.
Right. I always can find a joke or something funny about that situation. I'll say it. And most comedians do, right? And I think it's comedians' job to take that and still make it funny for the masses, right? Everyone, there's going to be people that are like, I don't think anything's funny, but I try to, you know, like there's a lot, most comedians, they try to, especially now, they'll take something that happened and then they'll, you know, whatever's popular and they'll make a joke about it that weekend. And that's our job. But it was something something I laughed about. I don't know. I don't know. People just make me laugh. I can't think of something specifically besides something I'm not going to bring up.
No, that's fine. Listen, just the illusion enough and you're left. We got it. And if we don't laugh, sometimes we cry. You know what I mean? So sometimes you got to laugh just to keep it going. You were on America's Got Talent. I'm sure a lot of our listeners know you from that. What was that experience like and how has life changed since then?
It was, you know, it got me able to go on tour full time.
Yep.
You know, so that was pretty awesome. The experience was pretty cool. It was like nice being on TV, nice meeting famous people. They're just regular people. Everyone's people. You know, really just like, you know, people are praised in public from how they work in private. I think that's how it works. Is that how you say it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, people are praised in public for how they work in private. So it's like, you know, really when you see a celebrity, you're kind of just like, you know, like, you're just kind of like, I appreciate you making me happy through whatever times. Because a lot of times people come to me, they're like, you brought me through a lot of times. But usually someone needs something to cling on to, right? Some people, like, they're sad, they might go to the gym, or they're sad and they might watch some YouTube videos. They might stumble across a comedian that makes them laugh, right? And they might, you know, figure out they like to do jujitsu, or they take cooking classes, or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, so when someone follows you, or you follow them and you see them in person, and I've seen a lot of famous people when I was, and then even afterwards, I've seen even more. Because then you're kind of put up in a certain light. But I think it's just a pretty surreal experience the whole time. Pretty, even now, it's kind of weird.
I bet. And I mean, and what you sort of said about kind of after the show is that your life is now spent touring. What is the best part of touring, and what is the fan response to seeing you live?
The best part of touring is being on stage. You know, I think that's the most fun I ever have is like when I'm performing on stage. I don't like traveling. I don't think, you know, the saying they say is you pay the comedian to travel so they can perform for free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because no one likes sleeping in not their bed.
Right.
Or, you know, flying on not their plane. Because I think if I had my plane, I think I'd be okay.
That's it.
I think I'd be okay. You know, it's I think my fans react pretty positive. They're really happy. They're like, I don't know why you're doing what you're doing in places like this or that. Because it's like, even now, I don't even know where I'm at right now, to be honest with you.
Right.
Someplace in Iowa.
Yep.
But they're like, what are you doing down here? And it's like, you're here. You know, so I got to come here.
That's it.
So they showed me a lot of love. You know, they showed me a lot of, that's why I love going to places specifically that aren't that big, like not really big metropolitan areas. Because places like New York, LA, Chicago, like these major cities are spoiled. You know, everyone's going through there, but no one's going through these smaller towns.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, Buffalo's a pretty big town, and you'll be coming here, right?
Yeah, Buffalo's big, yeah.
And so, like, we're thrilled that we're going to have you here. How does your show, like, shift from city to city? You obviously have a set list, but, like, are you always writing new stuff? Are you doing crowd work at different cities? Like, how does the show change?
Well, I definitely try to do some new jokes every show. Mm-hmm. But I have a set I'm working towards. So I have a set where I'm trying to build towards my fourth hour. But, I definitely always have different audience members that say different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. They try to heckle me a little bit. So there's always that, but you know, I pretty much do. I have my set. I have like 80% of what I'm going to say. I'm going to, you know, I'm saying it at every show. Well, I'm going to try at least. Sometimes I go off the rails, but I'm trying to build up my hours so I can sell it online.
Yep. Yeah.
So I can give more people to come see me live.
That's, I mean, that's the job, right? That's really, that's the craft and that's the job. Why do you think it's important for people to go out and laugh?
I think it's important to laugh because laughing is the final boss of smiling. You know, so smiling is always good.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to smile. You cannot laugh. And it's really hard to be, you know, upset and laugh. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like you're in a constant state of smiling and happiness. So it's a good sign. I think that's why.
You said that laughing is the final boss of smiling?
Yeah, I said laughing is the final boss of smiling.
I think that's, I'm going to remember that forever. That's a great way of putting that. Thank you very much. That made me laugh to think about it that way. But it is the final boss of smiling.
Yeah, awesome. It is. It's the last level.
Hmm. This might be a silly question, but I just like to ask it. Who's the ideal audience member for a Preacher Lawson comedy show?
Oh, people that are just wanting to laugh. You know, that's it. I think that people just want to laugh. I don't know what they actually look like,
mm-hmm.
but I just know what they feel like. I want to laugh. I want to have a good time. They're going to have a good time. They're going to laugh, have a good time. If someone goes out to like, make me laugh, I've had a hard week, make me have a good time. That's a different crowd.
Yep.
You know, but I think if someone's looking to have a good time, I got you.
Great. Join me. On the car ride home, if you could listen and people are talking after seeing one of your shows, what do you hope they're saying?
Wow, I needed that.
Listen, it was great to talk to you. And I want to thank you, too, for being like so real and authentic in all your answers. I really feel like I got to know you and it was nice to have somebody be to keep it so real. So thank you for your time and thank you for making this happen.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Great to meet you. Take care.
Great to meet you as well.
All right. Bye bye.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Preacher Lawson. He will be appearing in Buffalo on October 3rd, 2025 at the Buffalo State Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available at buffalostatepac.org and in the show notes. This episode was produced by Jessica Marinelli. Sarah Potter engineered this episode. In addition to this podcast, you can check out our local event guides posted bi-monthly at buffalorising.com. Make sure you've subscribed to the show. If you like the show, please recommend it to a friend. Thanks for listening to Western New York Soundstage from Buffalo Rising and Local Matters Studios.